This is a chapel tape for October 6th, 1961. Mr. Dudley Sistrunk is leading the service.
We have not a high priest. Our Father, we approach thy throne of grace and humility. We come realizing our sinfulness and our inabilities to live according to thy teaching without thy help. We come seeking thy forgiveness and thy leadership. As we look around us, we see the beauty of thy handiwork, thy goodness, thy mercy, and thy love. We also see a world torn with strife and filled with hate. Help us to see the needs of mankind. Create within us a compassion to fill those needs. Help us to live together as people who have been forgiven. Help us to be kind-hearted, walking humbly with one another. Help us to honor the rights of others so that they may enjoy the full privilege of individual freedom. Help us to be as quick to forgive others as we are to seek forgiveness. Help us to know no barriers of creed or race, so that our love may be like thine, a love that sees all mankind as thy children and our brothers. Help us to seek peace with all men so that we may live in thy peace. Lord, help us all to be servants of mercy and ambassadors of compassion for Jesus' sake. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 16th verse and reading through the 15th. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What is prayer? Is it the soul's sincere desire, unuttered or expressed? The trouble with this all too popular modern definition of prayer is its vagueness. For the soul's sincere desire may be for almost anything: a sandwich and a cup of coffee, an increase in salary, political recognition, social recognition, love, marriage, happiness, the moon. Far more meaningful is a definition of prayer which was given in the 4th century by St. Basil, who said that prayer is the elevation of the mind to God. To be sure, prayer may take the form of petition, a crying out for help in the hour of need. As a matter of fact, you can no more keep distressed humans from crying out for help to what they conceive to be a higher power than you can keep a flower from turning towards the sun unless you crush the flower. But bearing in mind that religious experiences of the saints and seers of the race, surely we are compelled to believe that the heart of prayer is an elevation of the mind to God, with earnest purpose not to bend his will to one's own desire, but rather to make one's own desires conform to his will. But how can one elevate his mind to God if he is far from sure that there is a God? He can at least make it a daily practice to lift up his mind to what he conceives to be the highest and the best, and then make an honest, earnest attempt to come into union with that, to square his whole life with that. If he does, he will make certain discoveries. He will discover that he is becoming increasingly able to do and to find delight in doing what he ought to do. He will find in himself a peace which surpasses all his dreams, the peace of self which has ceased to be wretchedly divided. He will likewise find in himself a growing insight in the meaning of life, a growing appreciation of whatsoever things are true and beautiful and good, a greater capacity for happiness, and a far greater courage with which to face occasional disappointments and sorrows. And presently, in experiencing such as these, he will become aware of a power akin to yet greater than himself that is making for good. He will lift up his mind to the highest and the best that he knows and feel able to use the word God.